worldwide. Syria's military is declaring victory now over the Islamic State terrorist group in the eastern city of Deir el-Zour, describing it as the last phase in a campaign toward the complete annihilation of the Islamic State terrorist group in all of Syria. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy today. Retired Command Sergeant Major and Head of Northern Firearms Instruction, who's coming in this morning to bail me out.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Ted. And good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like today, buddy?
It is currently 58 degrees right now.
I thought it would be raining. Why isn't it raining?
I don't know. They keep pushing back the forecast. I was hoping it would be raining by now, but anyways. Today, we're going to have a high of 57, a low of 20% chance of rain during the day, and then mostly sunny with a high of 60 and a low of 40. On Sunday, we have a 60% chance of rain with a high of 52, a low of 36. And on Monday, we're going to have a 20% chance of rain during the day, becoming mostly clear at night with a high of 60 and a low of 35.
Okay, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney own that company out there. It's a great company that offers discounts to seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned company. Give them a call, 365-3793. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 3rd of November, 2017, quickly approaching Thanksgiving, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are here, of course, with Amy Fitzfriday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And you have a dog. You have the TV dog.
I do.
The TV family dog.
The TV family dog is here. Yep.
Because this is the kind of dog that looks, you know, you always saw in those TV shows back in the 60s.
Yep, with a big family around him. So this is Bailey. Bailey is a year and a half old Wheaton Terrier mix. She's some sort of terrier mix. She's your basic shaggy dog. You know, she's just a really cute little shaggy dog.
She's not that big.
She's not that big. She's also not that small, though. So she's not a tiny dog.
No, she's not a tiny dog.
You know, she's upwards of about 25 pounds.
So 25 pounds? She's got a cute little blue sweater on.
She does, yeah. She looks really cute today. Bailey is about a year and a half, like I said. She knows a lot of her basic tricks and little manners, and she's really cute. She dances around for treats and stuff. She does a little dance. It's really cute. She is approved for a home with kids 8 and older, and she does well with other dogs, so she would be, you know, a good addition if you had a little doggy gang at home. She would be a good addition to that family. And she's adorable. I really can't tell you how cute she is. You'd kind of like almost have to see her.
You have to see her, and it's difficult to do that on the radio.
Yeah.
But she is adorable. She's got that cute face, and she looks like, if you look back, you remember, you know, like Benji, except a bigger Benji.
Yeah, and she's really happy all the time.
Yeah,
she's
always just like really wagging,
always happy. Always got a smile on her little face.
How'd you get her?
She came in as a stray, and nobody came to get her. And actually, when she came in, she was not very nice. It wasn't that she wasn't nice. It was that she was very, very scared. She wouldn't let anybody approach her. She was growly in the kennels, and it was just because she was so afraid. And then when we took some extra time with her and showed her she could trust again, and then she has just blossomed. So she's turned from, like, growling at the kennel and not wanting to be touched to being like a social butterfly and wants to visit everybody and see everybody. She's done really amazing.
We should rename Bailey to Ted. Social butterfly.
A social butterfly. So she's available right now, and she's already spayed and microchipped and up to date on all of her vaccines, so she's ready to go home.
But that poor baby was stressed out.
And visit Carl.
Yeah, and it's not an easy situation for them to be in.
Your Carl, not this Carl.
Yeah, she is really, really cute.
Yeah, so she's come a long way since she first came into the shelter, because she was growly and just didn't, you know,
imagine being that. She
came
from a home, probably, and then somehow got lost.
Yeah.
And then, you know, dogs chasing her. And
Nobody came to get her.
And so she just had a bad week, probably.
Yeah. And she was seemed owned. She did seem owned. I mean, she knows a lot of her basic commands. Someone spent time with her. She also appears to be potty trained and she's crate trained. So, like, she's had some basic training and, you know, she's young. She's only a year and a half. So she might seem like, oh, it's like a little cute lap dog. She might be, but she's also a terrier, and they have a lot of energy. So she's more of actually like a really active dog than she is to sit around kind of being a, you know,
somebody you could throw a ball to.
Yes,
a lot.
You could actually.
Take for walks.
She's not the little kind of dog where she just wants to hang around with you all day. She wants to play. So she loves to, you know, chase a ball, go take long walks. Like, she loves to meet new people. She's like I said, she's a social butterfly. She doesn't want to be cooped up all the time. So if you're looking for a smaller dog but that's also active, she would be a really great choice.
How long has Bailey been in the shelter?
Just a couple weeks, I believe. It hasn't been too long.
I am really surprised that she has not been adopted.
Yeah.
She is a really
good-looking
dog.
She'll get scooped up today, I got a feeling.
Yeah, she is really something real friendly.
Jared's looking at this one.
Yeah, here you go, Jared.
Jared looks at every dog, and you know he would take it if he could.
Is it wrong of me that every time we do this on a Friday and I'm here, I always want to take the pet home?
I always want to take him home, too.
No, because there's been times with Linda and I have looked at that dog and go, oh, you know, maybe just don't even take it any further.
Well, it's happened. I've adopted dogs before I even get back to the shelter because I've had people adopt dogs from radio stations that come in or give me an application as I walk in the door for the dog that I already saw on the news this morning and they're obsessed with. So it's happened. I've adopted dogs almost before I got back to the shelter in the morning.
Yeah. Well, we're at 100%.
Yeah.
So, okay, Amy, anything else going on out there?
Still doing the spay and neuter special, and there is limited space. So it's $50 for all spay and neuters for dogs. So it's always easier to come in and make your appointment between 9 and noon Monday through Friday. It's just easier to come in with high call volumes when we're doing a special. It's hard to get through. Mm-hmm. You know, we only so many arms and so many phone lines. So if you want to get your pet spayed and neutered, which we obviously are really urging you to do so, not just for their health, but to prevent unwanted litters in the North State, which otherwise you'd put us out of business, and we haven't went out of business yet. So we're all about spaying and neutering.
Y'all are all for finding a new job.
Yeah. I would love to, like, come into the shelter in the morning and have nothing to do because there's no dogs and everybody has a home. And
well, then there'd be no place for Amy.
Yeah, well, I'll find my place. Okay?
I'm sure you will.
I'll take your job, sir.
Be careful what you wish for.
Here we go.
Be careful of what you wish for.
Here we go.
Okay, so Amy's not feeling very good today, but it's always the same Amy. She's always very, very, very enthusiastic and positive. Okay, Bailey, you got a good person here loving on you.
Yep, she'll find a great home, I'm sure of it.
Okay. All right. Then we're going to take kind of an early break, but you know, Sleep Number has got something new coming on. They are out there honoring, they too want to honor the veterans. And they want to offer exclusive savings just for military and veterans. And right now it's a semi-annual sale where you'll find clearance savings of $600 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress with Sleep IQ technology. Now what is that exactly? These beds are extremely smart. They actually they're smart in the sense of machinery. But they sense your every move and automatically adjust so you can stay sleeping comfortably through the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? I think not. You know what? It's one of the things is you know, like my Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. We've been talking about this bed for over 3 years. It's a great bed. We've never slept better than we have. And now with the sale going on, I'd like to invite our military and our veterans to come down and take a look at it. Take a look at the extra savings you're going to get on Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. See see any of the professionals down there. And just lay on the bed. You're going to love it. Again, Target Shopping Center, down there to the Sleep Number store. And lay down. Give it a try. You're going to love it. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch built by Palomar Builders, located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Hi, I'm Brian Martin, General Manager at River Common Senior Living, formerly known as River Oaks Retirement Community. A new name, but the same caring staff, engaged residents, and beautiful community with a new family-run ownership. The goal of the new owners is to carry on the philosophy of always doing the right thing and creating an engaged and caring environment for both the residents and the staff, while preserving the distinguished designation of best retirement community in the North State 7 years in a row. River Commons is a warm, relaxed, carefree environment where the freedoms from daily chores allows you the opportunity to enjoy companionship and time for the things you enjoy the most. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 and downtown Reading.
And wonderful downtown Reading.
Testosterone level in the studio is extremely high today with Jared, me, Ted Leidy, and now Tony.
Tony Jackson, TJ Jukokai.
Good morning.
The Jukokai, Sensei Jackson. There we go.
Third degree black belt.
This portion of the show.
He looks kind of pumped up today.
Hey, Reading Fire Department has made an announcement that starting November 6th, you guys can go out there and burn to your little heart's content. You've got to obtain a no-cost burning permit from the website at readingfire.org or from their headquarters office on 777 Cypress Avenue. So, the Reading Fire Department is lifting a burning ban for all areas in the city of Reading on Monday. For more information, call 225-4141. Cool. All right. They're overtaking. You know what? This is how a true man takes a selfie. Okay, ready? Hold it in your right hand.
Okay.
Okay. Now, okay. Well, first of all, you're holding it in your left hand, but that's okay.
Sorry,
I don't care. Hold it in your right hand, left hand.
Small rural
okay.
High school.
Now, slowly, put it down. Okay, now lay it on the table. Don't ever take a selfie. That's how a real man does it.
Real men don't take selfies.
Real men don't take selfies. There, you've got it. You got it.
I wanted a selfie with Tony, though, so I can tell everyone he's on the radio so we can talk, because we're talking about bullying.
Let's talk about bullying first. Let's talk about bullying. Now, Tony, you train people in self-defense.
Yes, sir.
And you also, and where's your dojo at?
My dojo is 1169 Hilltop Drive in the Country Kitchen Shopping Center.
Oh, okay. Well known.
Yeah, it's a good area. Got a lot of good students. I've been promoting my students different belts recently, so they're pretty excited about their promotions. A lot of my students, the children come to me, they're bullied. Their parents contact me saying, you know, what can we do? And I take them in, discuss what's happening, and we kind of revisit the scenario. What happened with, you know, what happened at school? And we talk about it, and we go through it, and then I just kind of give them some options, non-aggressive. I mean, there's no sense in going out there trying to kill each other. And it's been effective. I've had some parents come back and say, hey, my son's still being bullied, but here's what he did to, you know, to counteract it, and it's always in a positive. And
you're not telling them to go out there and kick them in the groin.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
But you know what? In bullying, you know, Linda will tell stories of how she was bullied in two different years in her school years and how it affected her. And it probably to this day still affects her. And you're looking at this, you're looking at bullying and today with in cyberspace, how it can be even worse. Because you're being attacked by hundreds of people that don't know you. You don't know who they are. And they're saying these horrible things about you.
A bunch of keyboard warriors.
That's it. And, you know, I call it phone courage. Mm-hmm. People are really brave on the phone.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, but so what you're doing then in your with the students is essentially rebuilding their faith in themselves
exactly. And
who they are.
Yep, I'm building them back up and giving them the confidence that they need.
And because then they know, well, gosh, you know what? I can take care of myself. You know, I'm not a wimp or I'm not, you know, this bad person.
Right. And, then, you know, and then again, on the flip side of that, with the adults, we're coming into the holiday shopping season. Huge predatory environment. You know, a lot of people out there shopping, not really paying attention to their surroundings. They're, you know, got their arms full of bags. Huge opportunity to be attacked. I just make them more of aware of what's going on and how to defend if that happens. You know?
Well, one of the things you train in concealed carry is the different stages of awareness,
right.
And how you know being in the little in the white light where you walk around with your packages and you're looking at your phone, mm-hmm. And you have no self awareness at all, and how you're immediately on a target, and then how to then you know be more aware and being you know it's not like you're a predator out there. What you are is just you're aware of people. I call it people watching.
Right.
You're watching
and there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with people watching. But you're right, there are predators out there, and this is a season for it. It's getting to that way. So your techniques are not ones that people have to spend years going through different katas.
No. Everybody has their own opinion. Mine, I don't really agree with karate. There's a small percentage of people that can do karate well. I'm not going to take that away from them. But karate, it just doesn't really work. I mean, it does. It's a double-edged sword. It works if you're good at it, but it takes a lot of practice. What I teach is actual practical street defense that you don't need a whole lot of practice. You just need to keep your wits about you, calm, and execute the exercise.
Know the techniques.
Right. And it doesn't take a whole lot to, you know, they're pretty simple, especially for some of the women that come in. I keep it simple, you know, because let's face it. I mean, men are stronger than women generally. I mean,
it's a physical thing.
Right.
Right.
And so a woman can overpower a man if she knows how to use his body weight or body against him. It's not that hard. I got 18-year-old girls that are throwing me. I'm 220 pounds.
Yeah, Tony told me yesterday that he had to fight a little tiny 18-year-old girl, and she put the smack down on him.
Yeah, I am. I'm fighting this weekend in the U.S. Open, so I've been training, and I went ahead, and one of my instructors is all, why don't you go ahead and roll with her? And I'm like, all right. I knew she was good. And, yeah, I already knew I was in trouble going into it, and she was good.
What do you think she weighed?
I bet she probably weighed maybe 100 pounds, 105 pounds.
Wow. She put the scissor lock on his neck
got,
and
she,
choked
she
him out.
She got me in a triangle hold around my neck, and I was impressed.
If you're wondering what this is, so Tony's teaching techniques where you can break contact, you can give yourself a chance to break and run. like this. Or, you know, if it comes down to it, you know, the, you know, taking the finger and bending it all the way back to us, back to the wrist works every time.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it, and you don't have to be a weightlifter to do something like that. But these are techniques you need to be able to get to that position where you can do it. And that's really the important thing, how to position your body, how to be ready, you know, how to place your hands and all this if somebody's coming at you.
Absolutely.
Or somebody grabs you from the side or things.
So yesterday or the day before, Lisa, you know, I'm getting married next Friday.
A week from today.
Yeah,
be some changes coming, huh, buddy?
Oh, the change is coming, my friend.
Yeah.
I think
we've already heard that.
This is one change that's coming. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Lisa says, well, maybe we should go down to see Tony and start some, you know, some training. Some martial arts training, and I thought to myself, yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. So then I went down and talked to Tony about it yesterday, and as I walked out the door, and Lisa shows up to check out the dojo, you know, and get all comfortable and talk about what night we're going to come. I go walk out the door, and I thought to myself, wait a minute.
Why is she doing this?
What is this all about all of a sudden?
It's been 10 years.
It's been 11 years.
11 years, so why does she want to do it now?
She said it's a great way to get in shape.
It is. It is. I mean, we do a lot of good conditioning down there, and that's one of the reasons a lot of my older students, they come down there. They love the conditioning. You know, it's a workout. So it's not all about just throwing punches and trying to hurt somebody. You actually get the good conditioning and cardio part of it as well.
So Tony, I think about your students, and I was in the dojo last night, and some of your students came in young, looked students between 10 and between 8 and 12.
Yeah, my youngest is 6.
Yeah, and so when a parent calls you and says, my son is being, or my daughter is being bullied, I don't imagine that you bring them in and teach them how to do back kicks and how to back knuckle these people and that kind of stuff. How do you approach the fact that they're being bullied and you are somehow going to provide a solution for them?
Well, first of all, they're already coming to me intimidated. They're scared. So I just start trying to develop a comfortable relationship where, hey, this is a safe place. You're not going to be bullied here. And then I start walking them through some confidence-building techniques, proper stance, proper, you know, hand defense. So I'm just trying to give them some comfortable comfort zone techniques. And then we'll discuss, hey, what happened? Okay, he got me in a headlock. Okay, let me if this happens, get me in that same headlock that this person did to you. And then I will show them how to get out of that. And then once they're comfortable doing it, you know, I'll have them do it to me or another, you know, we'll work through that until they become proficient. So because most of the time, I mean, at that age, they're not going to be creative. They're just going to do the same thing over and over. They're going to flick you in the air or whatever. So that's a pretty simple basis just to keep practicing on a technique until they get it. Then if it happens again, he knows how to respond.
Can you imagine somebody sitting behind you in a class flicking your ear?
Oh, man.
And just doing it. And they just do it to be mean.
They are doing it to be mean.
What do you tell the kids?
Yeah.
Tell
do you arm them with words also?
Yeah, what do you tell them to say?
Well, first of all, it's just try to be nice. I mean, getting mad and so on and just going crazy.
Don't flick my ear anymore,
yeah.
Please.
No, I mean, I'm not really saying, you know, kiss up to them. But, I mean, establish your boundaries. Say, hey, I am not happy with this. Don't do it again. All right? And then go to the teacher. Go to a parent and say, this is what's happening. If you're in a situation where you have no choice but to defend yourself, and then, you know, restrain them. But, you know, nonviolently. Don't turn around and pop him in the nose just because he flicked your ear. Maybe just, you know, manipulate his hand a little bit and just say, hey, look, don't do it again. All right?
Yeah.
And we don't want to break no fingers, but, you know, we just want to stop. We just want to let our presence be known. You do this again, it's going to escalate, and you're not going to like what's going to happen. So,
all right, I can see that.
The big thing is schools are very aware of bullying, and you know, even though some teachers may think, well, you know what, you got 8-year-old boys here, and they're just going to do this stuff. Now, I can, but the teacher needs to, you know, to intercede, and say, okay, knock it off, you know. But if the teacher doesn't. The ramifications of some kid being bullied and bullied and bullied until something happens, you know, is to me, the school has an obligation.
Absolutely.
Especially if they've been told about it, to do something about this.
And they do.
And sometimes unfortunately, it makes it worse.
Well, a quick story. One of my students that came to me, he was bullied. His mom brought him, and I started working with him. And for months, everything went on. So long story short, the bully attacked again. Well, my student took him in an armbar. There was no adults around, so he had to defend himself. Took him in an armbar, took him face down on the ground, planted his leg on the back of his head, and just said, "Are you done?" By then, teachers had arrived. There was no punches thrown. The situation was dissolved nonviolently, and I was just like a proud papa moment. Good job, you know. And the school had no consequences because he was in his right to defend himself, and he wasn't aggressive.
Okay, Tony, where's your dojo again, and how do people get a hold of you?
1169 Hilltop. You can contact me, 941-9069, or find me anywhere on Facebook, TJ Jukokai or Tony Jackson on Facebook. And come on down. I'll give you a free trial. We can talk about some stuff and see what you think.
He's easy to find online. You can go to my Facebook page, his Facebook page, Carl's Facebook page. Yeah. He's an NFI instructor. So he works with you and I, teaching people how to shoot straight and defend themselves with a pistol. So he also teaches a half self-defense, half pistol class, which is also pretty good. And I think you only charge about $100.
$100, but it also qualifies you for CCW. We will range qualify you on that day as well, and then you just go to take the law portion.
It also qualifies as an NFI CCW range day. So they just have, if they go do the 4 hours with him, they just have to do 8 hours in the classroom and they're done.
Okay.
With their CCW.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Works real well.
Tony Jackson. All right. It's 7:31 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Their newest branch opening is down at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's. You know what? Go on in. Have your neighbors take care of you. Find out what real great customer service is at a bank, at Cornerstone Community Bank. Go on down there and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Connor Sutton.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Some things in life you can just rely on. like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Great music to set the mood for the season at View 202. Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble return to Reading's premier dining experience on Sunday, November 5th, playing jazz favorites from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation. That's 226-8439.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy as we're doing, have got Friday, 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Lions Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Serving the North State for over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason. They are the best in the North State when it takes, they takes taking care of any models or makes of heating and cooling systems. And now, winter is quickly approaching. We're going to have our 2 days of fall, which I think is today and tomorrow.
I'm so excited about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's here.
Celebratory.
I think I turned off all the water last night, all the, you know, the external water, watering the house, watering the yards. I figured, okay, that's it. It's over. Anyway, Martin, who is a veteran, an Army veteran, has got a great reputation from being able to take care of HVAC systems. Give him a call at 221-2642. And I tell you, it's not just a great reputation. He's the only one we let touch. He and his people are the only ones we let touch our HVAC systems. They're really good. Prices are very fair when he comes to work on your, if you have any problems with HVAC. Check out his website at homecomfort.org or give him a call, 221-2642. Okay. It's Friday. It's 7:30. It's Connor Sutton.
That's right.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Now,
morning, Connor.
Good morning.
And you know Ted Leidy.
Yeah.
You know Ted.
We met before, yeah.
So what's the game this week?
We got Anderson-Red Bluff. And,
it's going to be a good game, huh?
It is. You know, we've been trying to get out to Anderson, but they've been all their fascinating games that have been on the road. So it's our first chance to see them this season. They've had a very good year. They got a good quarterback, really good offensive line. So, and we saw Red Bluff, I think, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But last week's game was incredible down the stretch. Foothill just couldn't hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Over Chico. It was unbelievable. It was a great game. And Tom and I in the booth were, my partner, were we were losing our minds a little bit.
So funny. I don't know if there's a booth out there. I'm a little worried about the rain. And so yeah. I sent him a text back. I said, the box costs $200. You know, Connor did not pick up on that. He goes, are you sure you're supposed to send that text to me? I said, I sure did. If you're going to sit out there with that box in the rain I just bought yesterday.
Yeah, I called you because I was like, I don't know what he's talking about. So I had to call you to clarify.
Yeah, you go stand out with a $200 electronic box out there and in the rain. And if it doesn't work after that, you know, I'll just send you right back down where I got it.
Yeah, how large is this box?
It's pretty big. It's about...
As big as a...
8 by 8 inches.
Oh, yeah. at least that. Yeah, and it's, you know... It gives us, you know, where we used to have to take a van and an antenna to stick up to do, and it wouldn't work half the time. To be able to do, do remotes or being on location, we take a hotspot and this piece of electronic gear, and we hook our earphones into our headsets, our microphones, everything goes into it, and we Skype it in. We link it to a hotspot, and we send it in over a computer.
That's brilliant.
It's like you're there. And sometimes we'll have a problem. Mm-hmm. If there's a lot of people. As we discovered, we're never going out again to
West Valley. Yeah.
West Valley.
West Valley. We got a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. Why? What happened?
So
bad reception.
And then when we did have reception, it was only during the game because so many people were not on their phones. But so the lights went out on the stadium in the third quarter, and then everyone was back on their phones. And that's when we lost connection because it was just
too much bandwidth. Too much bandwidth. So, Yeah, too much cell. They're using too much of the cell service out there.
And they don't have Wi-Fi out there. So.
Okay, so this is going to be a good game this week.
Yeah, we're excited. Anderson, again, like I said, good team. Red Bluff, we saw them play earlier. So it should be, and this is the last one. We said, I think last week we were talking about it. We didn't know if this was the last week, and it is. So
this is the
last week of the regular season.
Man, where did that go?
It felt like just yesterday we were in week one. But
I thought we had at least one more game left.
Mm-mm.
We don't?
No, this is the last one. Playoffs start next week.
Wow.
And it's been a pretty wild season. Seen a lot of good games. Last week was probably, well, at least probably the best finish. It was a little disappointing when Chico came back and drove the field to score the game-winning touchdown. But by the way, on that play, I don't know what a little bit of questionable play calling there, because I think it was about the 35-yard line with 30 seconds to go. Chico needs to score a touchdown to win the game. And I think Foothill sent a blitz instead of dropping back into coverage. And they just had the tight end who just was on a seam route, left wide open for the end zone.
Nobody around him, huh?
Tom and I were looking at each other just like, man, what just happened? Because it just 3 minutes ago, it was Foothill was controlling the game, and they had it locked up, and then all of a sudden a safety, and then touchdown. And
I'm surprised Tom didn't send you down the field to tackle the guy on the way down.
Have you
that has happened, of course, in college sports. I don't know about pros, but in college sports, I think probably in pro sports, somebody's come off the sideline and tackled somebody
that was
running for a touchdown. They just tackled him, and you know, and it's like, my God, what happened there? It's, you know, it's like an assistant. They just got so fired up, and just leaped out there and tackled the player.
Well, a couple years ago, Mike Tomlin, the coach of the Steelers, like, he was on the field on a play, had to jump out, and then he was still over the line, so he got fined pretty heavily.
I think. So, okay.
People get excited.
They do.
I do too. If you get excited about it, don't do it. High school football.
Does it get any better than that?
No.
And Colt 45 baseball. I mean, these kids are doing it for the love of it.
Yeah.
Love of it. There's no money in it. Colt 45s, there's no money in it. You know, they're out there playing in high school and even colleges. But when you get up into the big colleges, but I love to watch the service academies play, because you've got that certain, you know, the love for their institution, and, you know, and, it's not. You get some of the universities. It's almost like a pro set out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so with the academies, you've got the quarterback running it most of the time.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, Connor. Okay, is this the last game?
It is.
But
next Tuesday we got men's basketball for Simpson University.
Yeah, and I could never figure out what days we're playing basketball, because you told me before, okay, it's going to be Thursday, Saturdays, well, and we haven't yet to have a Thursday game.
We've only had two games. We had Saturday, Monday.
And now it's going to be...
All conference games are Thursday, Saturday. So all the non-conference games can be hit or miss, but all conference games are Thursday, Saturday.
22 games.
22 games,
We're going to be the voice of the Red Hawks.
That's right. And next one's next Tuesday. It's a home opener, so...
Yeah, it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, either listen or come down to the university. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be streaming the game, and you can listen to the game next Tuesday. All right, Connor. Yeah. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
I can't believe the season's almost over.
We got nobody in
the playoffs either.
Nope.
We took it one year. We took it all the way to the state. When Enterprise went to state, we sent our guy down there and called the game. And at the same time, they televised the game, which I didn't know they were going to do. So I listened to our guy and watched the game, which is kind of crazy because there's a 7 second delay.
Right. Well, Jared's bugging me to get the live stream for the basketball games, and because he wants to watch. And so I got to get him that so he can watch the games.
There you go, buddy. I like that. Okay, Connor. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, a lot of things going on here in the next, tomorrow. We've got the largest parade north of Fresno is right in the city of Shasta Lake. It's the 25th annual Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. 25 years honoring our veterans. John Kluckner is going to be the Grand Marshal out there. And it's 25 years honoring our veterans, past, present, and future. It starts at 10 a.m. I'll be out there on the announcer stand announcing the parade as it comes through by the stands. There's going to be probably 5,000, 6,000 people out there and over 100 entries. You can get there early because they're serving a pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association up there at the firehouse. And it's reasonably priced, very reasonably priced. And it's pancakes and sausage and orange juice and gosh, all types of stuff there, milk. And then lunch afterwards, if you want to stay, you know, for lunch at the American Legion. It's a great time to do that. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Light. Good morning, everybody. It is about 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here in the studios. 58 degrees right now, which is interesting because the high today is going to supposed to be 57. So the high today is 58 because it says that.
We're already overachieving.
We're already overachieving again here in the studios of Free Fire Radio.
I don't know about you, Carl, but this weather makes it energizes me.
It does. It's, you know what?
I want to get outside and work in the yard.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. If you're looking for a great place to buy your firearms, it's Bastiani Arms. Great customer service, super people down there, real solid CCW classes and hunter safety classes. All the accessories you want or could find right there at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Give him a chance to beat those big box stores. Okay, I'm here with Ted Leidy. You know, Ted, I mentioned this today earlier. There's a disabled Navy veteran that was going to receive an award. He was in the Navy from, 74 to 92. And commander, when he retired, he came back, became a lawyer in New Orleans, and did so many things for veterans, homeless veterans, and all this. And he was to receive an award from the People's Health Campaign. You know, it's a big thing. Saints, New Orleans Saints, were going to give it to him during the halftime of a game. John Wells refused it.
Right. He's not going to go to the game.
He says, because of the Saints kneeling during the anthem. And he said, let me pull this up here to get what he said. He said that, although I am touched and honored to be selected for such an award, the ongoing controversy with the NFL players' disrespect for the national flag forces me to decline to participate in this presentation because some of the Saints are kneeling during the anthem. I am unable in good conscience to enter an NFL stadium while this discourtesy prevails. Since this award is tainted with the dishonorable actions of the NFL and its players, I cannot accept it.
I love it.
Whoa!
Hey,
slams
it.
So here's what the Saints said. You know what? The self-serving bunch of BS. We will not allow Mr. Wells' decision and subsequent media appearances to distract our players and organizations from continuing to honor and support our military and veterans. They haven't got it yet, have they?
No, no. They can't get out of their own way.
They don't understand.
They cannot get out of their own way. And I've got to tell you, it's starting to cost them money. It took them about 2 or 3 months statistically to start looking at different metrics, income streams and viewership and things like that. But I can tell you, I guarantee you they're having this talk at boardrooms, in boardrooms all over America, that, you know what, something has happened to this and starting to cost us money. The Papa John's CEO came out. Yeah,
CEO and came out and said you're costing money.
His stock is down 13%.
Yeah, because they're the pizza of the NFL, and he said you guys better get it together here, and, you know. And here's the other thing too is we heard rumors, and we're not gonna say where we heard the rumors, but we heard rumors about a huge, huge company.
Yes,
pulling out. We heard this last night. It hadn't been announced yet, but this is from a good source.
Yeah,
say it's a good source. This huge company that is almost symbolic with the NFL.
It's going to shock you if it comes out.
If it's true, is pulling from the Super Bowl.
I would love to see it.
Is pulling from the Super Bowl, and the reason is, and they've gone out to the public and said, should we or shouldn't we not continue to support the NFL? So, what we heard last night, he said, you hear it first here.
Well, you know, there is no doubt that in accordance with all First Amendment philosophy, it's fine.
Absolutely.
Legal.
Oh,
it's fine what they're doing. I don't,
yeah.
You know what?
We fought for that.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
On the other hand, the owners have the ability to control that. I mean, at the very least, wouldn't you, as an owner, say, yeah, you can kneel, but you're going to have to kneel in the locker room.
You're not going to kneel in the workplace.
No, you're not kneeling in the workplace. You can stay in the locker room.
Tell me, if I said this, if Kaepernick had been a stockbroker, he had left university, become a good stockbroker. I mean, really good.
Sure.
And then in the middle of the office, had taken a knee when the national anthem was playing. What do you think would have happened?
I think they would fire him.
They would have probably given him another chance and said, I'm not sure what caused that. Well, it's because America is not fair. You're making $12 million a year in the stock market. It's America's freedom. Sorry. Nope. America's not treating blacks fairly. Okay? And, you can argue that. That's fine. But you're not doing it here in my stock exchange, in my office.
Here's the problem with taking a knee at work. Look, you have to be at work anyway. You have to be at work anyway. If you want to impress me, do it on your own time, in your off time. Spend your own money, spend your own time, and go protest and make it.
save the world then. Don't save the world at work where you got to be there already, right?
Yeah.
It's like you know, going to work and doing your college classes on your computer.
And you know, and you already have, you know, and Kaepernick is the focus of, there's so many others. And you know what? You really can't even name the other ones.
No.
You can't name the others because of Colin Kaepernick.
No.
And the thing about it is I totally respect his right to do this.
I got it. I'm not arguing that.
Uh-huh. But, you know, it's like you said, it's during the work week. Okay, let's go to the phones. Ranger Rick.
Oh, Ranger Rick. Good morning.
Hey, happy birthday there, Sergeant Major.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, glad to see you have a...
I made it to 32 years old.
Well, that's an excellent 32 age. Hey, look, I think you guys are missing the whole point about this, man. This is another attempt at, you know, disrupt another American institution.
Absolutely.
One in a series, you know. Why not get in there if you want to be a community organizer and disrupt manhood, everything about manhood, everything about Americanism? I mean, this is what this is really all about. And, by the way, DFW Post 1934 still does not show an NFL game. It's a depo. And, you know, we had a couple of disgruntled people about it, but, you know, I think they're on board now.
Well, you know, the thing is there problems in the United States? Absolutely. Are certain people of color targeted at times? Yes. You know, it happens. However, we have a right to just disagree with it. You know, we've all put it on the line. Our friends have put it on the line to do this, because there's a lot of things probably people don't agree with me at.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Carl.
Ted and with the Ranger there, with things that we say. But you know what? It's how we feel. And if that's how you feel, that's fine. But don't expect people to go along with it.
You know,
you don't have to.
You there are a million ways that you can protest, and that most of us would go, okay, yeah, I got that. I don't have a problem with you protesting, you know, whatever other symbolic show of protest you want, but you cannot protest the flag we bury our dead under. You don't understand what that means to us.
Yeah.
You don't understand how important that symbol is to us.
Well,
and,
you know, and the thing is, people need to hark on this. You know, they need to be reminded. This is not their flag. It's not their national anthem. It's not his national anthem, hers. It's ours.
That's right. It's ours.
That's the glue. That's a big part of the glue pot here.
Well, anyway, Mr. Wells protested his way.
I love that.
I'm not going to accept it.
And then so the Saints came right back and said, well, we really didn't want to give it to you anyway.
Well, they just said that we didn't, you know. Hey, we're just going to continue to reach out there.
I think it's great. And if you look, many NFL teams are starting some sort of community outreach program right now to try to get their fans back. You know, that you saw the 49ers.
Oh,
the 49ers donated $500K.
To what?
Yeah, you know, San Francisco 49ers putting out, what, $500,000 for gun control?
Yeah, gun control.
That's a real attempt there, okay?
Safe streets and communities, which, you know, you might as well just take that $500,000 and burn it up.
It's just more of that, just trying to tear down every institution. You know, pretty soon they're going to denuder YouTube.
Good deal.
They're going to what?
Denuder you.
Denuder.
You know, if they have their way, they're going to leave that thing at home.
Thanks, Rick. Rick, go to work, Rick. It's time.
Time for work.
Right,
have a great weekend, Rick.
Hey, we have, when we get back from the break, we've either got, Congressman Lamont will maybe calling in, but we do have Keith Houston Jr. here with our man on the street, right after the break, at the news. So we'll go through that and see what the question was this week.
Oh, I love the man on the street.
It's, you know, he comes up with some great things.
It is.
Yeah. I like it.
I want to help him.
I was wondering if he was there because we couldn't find it, but then I see him out there looking in here. So he's here and we found the excerpts, Jared, searching through everything. Was it in the same spot it usually is? It wasn't, of course. Why would they put it in the same spot it's been for 4 weeks?
No. I have no idea.
I have no idea why people would just move that stuff. There we go. Okay. It happened last week, and I had not heard of what had happened until today when I was looking through it. If you were looking to go up to Lassen Park, drive through, it's too late.
You missed your chance.
Missed your chance.
This year.
They shut the road down due to snow.
Isn't that something? It was only open for about 90 days.
Yeah. It didn't open until, like, what, August?
Yeah, I think it was like the second week in August, yeah, if I remember correctly.
Something like that. Well, and if you've never been through up to Lassen, you're missing it. You're missing it.
Oh, right? Please. It's a treasure. Yeah.
We got a lot of things to talk about. Like I said, Congressman Moffa is going to be trying to call in here. We've got Man on the Street. We've got a number of other things we want to talk about. Donna Brazile, who was the interim head of the Democratic National Committee, says she has proof there was collusion between the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's party, Hillary Clinton's group, to rig the primaries.
And USA Today isn't covering the story, of
not
course.
Not one word on it anywhere, but you see it. You see it on Fox. You see it in the Washington Times. You see it in a lot of other places. You know, it's starting to come out. So here it is. If I was Bernie Sanders right now, I'd be thinking lawsuits.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is promising to hit back against the Islamic State terrorist group if they carry out terrorist attacks in this country.
We are hitting them 10 times harder. So when we have an animal do an attack like he did the other day on the west side of Manhattan, we are hitting them 10 times harder.
The president, of course, referring to the attack by a truck driver, leaving 8 people dead, the worst terrorist attack in New York since 9/11, and the president noted today before taking off on his Asian tour that ISIS did claim responsibility for motivating the man. The president, meanwhile, poking some fun at Twitter for temporarily deactivating his social media account.
For a short time on Thursday evening, the president's Twitter account went dark. The company says a customer support worker was on his or her last day on the job and inadvertently deactivated Donald Trump's account. That prompted a Friday morning tweet from the president, which reads, "My Twitter account was taken down for 11 minutes by a rogue employee. I guess the word must finally be getting out and having an impact."
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. U.S. employers added a solid 261,000 jobs in October. PNC Bank chief economist Gus Fouché says the economy, as well as the jobs picture, continue to be looking up.
We're consistently adding more than enough jobs to keep up with underlying growth in the labor force. So we saw the unemployment rate decline from 4.2% in September to 4.1% in October. I think that wage growth still disappointing, but I think it will pick up as the job market gets tighter, and that's pushing consumer spending forward.
The unemployment rate declined to 4.1%, the lowest in nearly 17 years. It was down from 4.2% the month before. It's been a mixed bag in terms of reaction on Wall Street. The Dow is struggling. It's off right now by about 5 points. The NASDAQ is up 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From orphan to millionaire.
I was abandoned, a child without parent.
He opened his heart to God and opened his home to thousands of children in need. Mully, in partnership with Focus on the Family, discover the miraculous true story of how one man gave up earthly riches and became the wealthiest man in the world.
I see the impossible becoming possible.
Mully, in theaters nationwide for one night only on Thursday, November 9th. Buy tickets now at mullymovie.com.
Mom, what company did you use for your new blinds?
We used Blinds.com. Easy and affordable. Plus, they'll send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping.
Wow. Okay.
They even remade our blinds for free because we didn't measure correctly the first time.
Perfect. Thanks, Mom. Smiley face.
Now through November 7th, when you go to Blinds.com or call 1-888-4-BLINDS, you'll save up to 35% off everything, plus an additional 5% with promo code SHUTTERS. That's Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bo Bergdahl could be sentenced as soon as today. Here's correspondent Matt Small.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held for 5 years by Taliban allies after walking off his post in Afghanistan back in 2009, will soon learn his punishment on charges that his actions endangered comrades. Military Judge Army Colonel Jeffrey Nance plans to continue deliberating today, but it isn't exactly clear when he'll deliver the sentence. The 31-year-old from Idaho faces up to life in prison for desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. I'm Matt Small.
BMW is recalling more than 1.4 million cars and SUVs in 2 U.S. recalls due to the risk of fires under the hood. The biggest recall includes more than 740,000 1, 3, and 5 series cars, the Z4 sports car, and the X3, X5 SUVs, mainly from the 2007 through 2011 model years. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. Police in Japan say new driver screenings reveal that approximately 30,000 elderly drivers may be suffering from dementia.
Almost 700 of those tested had their license immediately revoked after being found to have late-stage dementia. Almost 30,000 more drivers found to have signs of dementia have to return for further testing. Businesses in Japan have offered elderly drivers everything from cheap noodles to discounted funeral services to convince them to give up their driving licenses. Every year, Japan records hundreds of serious road accidents involving those over 75.
As BBC's Celia Hatton reporting, orders to U.S. factories rose 1.4% in September, the strongest gain in 4 months. Commerce Department says the increase was paced by a 30.8% hike in the demand for commercial aircraft, which swings widely from month to month. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, the man who is the CEO of Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California.
Absolutely.
Teaches in 30 different counties, has 100 instructors or something.
We'll be right here teaching this weekend. Hopefully you're going to teach on – you're teaching this weekend too, right?
Maybe on Sunday, yes.
I need it.
Could be.
I would love to have you out there.
Last week you had a 50 women in all ladies class.
50 free – it was a free CCW class put on by Parallel Wealth Management. Great guy, Darian Croce. And, I would like to see that to become more the norm where somebody says, look, I want to sponsor this class. I'm gonna give you enough money to pay for all your expenses and pay your instructors and leave a little bit over for you and then bring in free students. Make it free for the students. We had a great time. And we absolutely had a great time. And we have enough. We have 11 local instructors, so we have plenty of instructors to teach a class that size. But it gives
people
fun.
Who maybe don't have the cash for that class to be able to take that class.
Yeah, and not only that, but they may not want to spend $150, because it's a two-day, $150 class, includes
right.
Firearm and ammunition, as always. But they may not want to spend it, because they might not be maybe interested in getting a CCW. But if it's free, they will go learn about the Second Amendment. They will go learn about transportation, storage, transfers. They'll go learn all the things that, as far as I'm concerned, are standard when it comes to owning a firearm. That way, homes are becoming more safe in Shasta County, because these people are willing to go to a two-day class if it doesn't cost anything. And we're making homes safer. We're promoting the Second Amendment and just really getting a good feel. He also gave away a shield, 9mm, on the second day.
He did.
A wonderful girl named Candace won that firearm, and she was excited about it. And like I said, best thing about it is it didn't cost a dime. Did not cost a dime.
To the people that took the class.
To the people that took the class, yeah. So if somebody's interested in sponsoring a large CCW class like that, give me a call at 999-1822 or contact me via Facebook or our website, usgunpro.com. And I'd love to do it again.
Okay. All right. What was the name of the company again that did that?
It was Parallel Wealth Management.
Okay.
Great
financial advisor. And it wasn't like you had to sit through
an
hour-long class afterwards or anything.
No, he didn't.
He just came up in
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes, said, hey, look, this is what I do. And if you're this is what I do, please come in and see me and all that. And it wasn't a hard sell or anything. We have a phone call. Mike Morgan. Who's on the line? Mike, good morning.
Mike Morgan, good morning, buddy.
Hey, how you doing there?
Good.
This is This is Mike Morgan. I just wanted to say thank you to Ted and Tony Jackson for doing such a great job at their CCW class I took a couple weeks back.
Yeah, that was fun as heck, wasn't it? That was fun.
It's a good time, and you learn a lot. I can't believe how helpful it is. Even if you're an avid shooter, there's a ton to learn, and you guys do a really, really good job out there.
Well, thank you, sir. Mike is a local designer, a graphic artist, and does a lot of marketing.
Okay. Cool.
And
yeah.
That's
true. It's not about me. And I also want to thank Tony Jackson. He gave my wife a great personal protection class a couple months back. And you know, nowadays you can't send your wife to the grocery store without feeling nervous about her safety. So I really want to thank Tony Jackson for helping her out and equipping her a little bit better than she was before.
Well, you know what, and that's the thing is, it's self-confidence. It's being able to know that you can get out of your car, go into the store, and that you don't have to worry about somebody putting their hand on you or something like this, that you can't take care of yourself, and it doesn't take lethal force to do that.
No. Mike, how many lessons did she have with Tony?
Well, she only had the one, but we want to come back and see him again and, you know, get more of his expertise, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, you know, maybe we ought to start a little club because Lisa and I are going to start working out with Tony too during the week. So maybe we can start a little club. I'll text you and we can talk about maybe everyone coming together down there.
You know, imagine just the pleasure of putting chokeholds on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about it, Mike. You know, or getting into a triangle inverted chokehold where, you know, the next thing you remember is is unicorns. So, okay.
We can live stream it.
You guys are on the radio, so nobody can see Tony, but he's actually built like a real-life superhero, so you'd never want to get on the wrong end of him. I mean, the dude's ripped.
Yeah, he is totally ripped, yeah. And he's heavy, like 225 pounds.
He said 220 pounds. He said, yeah, but then he had this 105-pound girl. Just he said, throw him around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, thanks a lot, Mike.
Mike, have a great weekend, man. Thanks for the call.
You know what? We're here with Keith Houston Jr. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Keith Houston Jr., man.
Man on the street. Get that up there. Well, it took us a little while to find it, first of all, the spots that you sent, because Bobby, you must have sent them.
I think that was my fault, yeah.
Yesterday afternoon. You got to get them in here in the morning because Bob disappears like 11.
Got you.
But I think we've got them here. Now, what was the question?
The question was about the gasoline taxes.
Oh, yeah. Now, as everybody knows, your gas tax just went up 12 cents on Wednesday. And if you're just your car gas tax. And if you've got a diesel, it went up 20 cents plus 3.25% taxes on that diesel fuel. So imagine this, or you don't have to imagine, this is the fact. Everything that you buy in Reading, in a store, whether it's a grocery store, a Best Buy, Kohl's, a Bastiani, any of these, the price is going to start going up.
Exactly.
Why? Because the cost of diesel just went up 20 cents plus a gallon. Now, you figure that you're putting 100 gallons into a truck, and these trucks are going up and down the roads, and there's only 3 days supply of anything on these shelves, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, I really hope everybody got what they needed on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Wednesday was too late. It was Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
And then we have a friend that just bought how many gallons?
300 gallons.
300 gallons of red diesel. He bought it Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And that cost
one day. One day late.
Yep. Okay, so how do people feel about this? Did they understand what was going on? And there were some of them what gas tax?
Yeah, some people I had to tell them that it went up 12 cents per gallon, and then that a lot of the revenue, the money was going to go towards roads and buildings and stuff. And
that's what they said.
So.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. Okay, yeah. Okay, you ready there, buddy? Let's go. Let's play them.
So how do you feel about the rise in gas taxes, and what impact do you think that'll have?
I think that it sucks that everyone has to pay more for gas, but I think everyone uses the roads, so we should pay for them. I mean, 12 cents all in all isn't that much when you think about it. So.
How do you feel about the rise in gas prices, and what impact do you think it'll have?
Are you talking specifically about the new tax?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay. Is there a reason why you don't like it?
Well, first of all, I thought it was snuck through pretty quickly by our little scumbags in Sacramento. And secondly, I'd like to know where that money is going to go. I know it's supposed to be towards roads and et cetera, but like Southern California instead of here, probably. That's why.
Okay. So how do you feel about the rise in gas prices?
I think the rise of gas prices is kind of insane, you know. I think it was very high as it was to go up 12 cents. I know it doesn't sound much, but someone like me that's barely making minimum wage, I hurt my pocket a little bit. I got kids that need to eat, you know, a wife to take care of. And, you know, I need every month, I got kids, you know, to feed and a wife to take care of. And, you know, I need every dime I need to, you know, to survive. So 12 cents might not sound a lot, but, you know, someone like me in my situation, it's a lot of money.
Okay. All right, how do you feel about the rise in gasoline prices?
Me personally, I feel that it's definitely an inconvenience. You know, it's one more thing that I have to add to my budget, you know. How much gas can I afford to get this week, so on and so forth. It's just, it's an issue that I would rather not have to deal with, if that makes sense. It's frustrating.
What kind of impact do you think this increase will have?
I guess as far as impact, I mean, for me personally, the impact is just, like, money that would have gone to something else now has to go towards this. So, if you want to talk about impact, I guess it would be just finances, really.
Gotcha. So, how do you feel about the recent increase in gasoline taxes?
I mean, it's not my favorite thing, but I also get gas at Safeway, so it didn't affect me a whole lot, but... And I also have a very small car, so... I guess props to me on that one.
How do you feel about the rise in gasoline prices?
I feel that the rise is unnecessary. I believe that given that what we experienced yesterday was a gas tax, I don't believe that needed to be done. There was probably money elsewhere that could have been used, and they're not even using all the money from the tax to go towards the infrastructure projects that they said it would go towards. So, I'm not too keen on it.
Okay. Wow. You got all different. I liked it, the young lady. They're scumbags. The scumbags in Sacramento. Wow.
Wasteful, corrupt, tyrannical. They just finally ran out of money, and they need to figure out another way to get some more money. It's
honestly,
like going to infrastructure.
You know, and people, you know, I think it's what it is it's a tax on the people who can least afford it. And that one guy hit it perfectly. He says, you know, my job doesn't pay a lot, and I have to take care of my kids and my wife. And this right here is going to impact on me. I have to look and see how much gas I can buy. And he's got to get to his job. He's got to get to work. He's, you know, and see, it impacts a lot more on people like you and me and Keith and Jared than it does on people that are millionaires. Because, you know, frankly, it doesn't make any difference to them. Or people that are well off. But if you're in that median income around here, and this could be another $25, $30 a month. And so it does impact. Was that the feeling you were getting on people?
Basically, yeah. Everyone was just kind of in awe, like, oh, wow, that, like, we have to pay more money for gas, which you know, the money that's going to what they said it was going, I mean, we really don't know. So, yeah, a lot of people were just kind of just awestruck by it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They say it's all supposed to go to roads. Well, mm-hmm. it's not. It's already being siphoned off for parks and bike lanes and things like this. It's like everybody says. It's like, well, if it went there, but it's not. Not all of it.
I would guarantee you, if you had somebody with time and resources on their hands and they actually went and tried to peel back that stinking onion about where this money is going, number one, they'd be stonewalled at the state.
Sure.
They wouldn't tell them. Number two, it would probably shock and amaze you about where the pet projects that that this money goes to. I mean, let's face it, they just ran out of money. They spend money how they want to, exactly how they want to spend it. They take care of those who are taking care of them, so that they can stay in office. And they ran out of money, and then so they just go back into their halls. They make up a new law. And they resend it down and say, "Okay, well, it's time to tax you again. I wish we could help you out, you know."
We're going to make your roads better.
The middle class is getting smaller and smaller because of this type of activity.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
hammered. Yeah,
absolutely.
Lower middle class, and upper middle class. You know, the ones that are backbone of this nation are just getting hammered.
Absolutely, you have the political class, the elite, and then you have
the rest of us,
and you have the rest of us. But then you have this poverty class. And more and more people
are slipping into the
poverty class.
The working poor. They've got two. You know, the husband and wife are working their butts off to keep a roof over their head, food and all this. And then here comes another tax.
Every time
here
they turn around,
another tax. Money's now it's gas. You know.
Yep.
And then with the 20 cents on the diesel, they got to pay more for food. So it's not just getting to work. It's buying your food. You're buying your clothing for your kids. All of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then because it costs more at the schools, then your property taxes start going up. The whole thing is ridiculous.
And then it's $25 to $175 more a year to register your vehicle.
Yeah.
See, that's
there you go.
That stuff all adds up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It adds up.
Keith, great question. I've got an idea for next week, and I'll talk to you about it offline.
All right.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst, and he has been in the business here for well over a decade. A quarter of a century is what I should say. There's no better place in town you're going to find that can fix that little bitty chip in your windshield or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. It's Jeff Wurst. Go see him at 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy.
Good morning, Redding.
Good morning. It is 26 minutes after the hour. It is 59 degrees. The high today is going to be 59 degrees. So every time it goes up, we have a new high in the city of Reading right here. And with us selling marijuana, that's going to take on a whole new connotation here in the next year.
That's right. Every day a new high.
Next year, a new high right here in downtown River City. It is 27 minutes after the hour. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this portion of the show. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in town, is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. It's where I go to buy baubles and great things, diamonds and jewelry for Linda. Trish Clark goes there.
Lisa
Ted Leidy goes there. Lisa goes there.
Yeah, it's incredible.
2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Now, you've got strong feelings about this, and I know Ranger Rick does too, is that the city of Reading is raiding massage parlors, and they made one arrest for prostitution.
Okay.
So what do you think about that?
Well, you can look at it two ways. The first way that I choose to look at it, without thinking about it too much, is law enforcement has to have some wins. And they have to have some publicized wins, right? And so if that's how they're going to get their publicized wins, I think that's fine. I think it's low-hanging fruit. I think it's easy for them to do. I think I don't think that is their public nuisance like everybody says they are.
The thing about it is this. They've raided them several times now, and they still find people doing it. And the thing about it is that they've already said sex trafficking has nothing to do with it. They're not forcing people into it. These are like 50-year-old, 60-year-old women that are participating in this.
Right, right. I got it. So.
I'm sorry, I'm choking right there.
I got it. And they revoked their business license and issued a misdemeanor citation.
There you go. So, you know what? They pay a ticket. They don't go to jail.
No.
So.
The misdemeanor citation is.
Stop doing that. Stop telling men to take their clothes off.
Paying the fee is probably like worth 1 hour's worth of business there.
I don't know. But you know what? If you're found with.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much they. Jared, how much they charge over there? Jared's shaking his head no, and he's threatening to sue me.
All right, fine.
So, but here's the thing: is they did you see what they arrest them for? It's of course solicitation. But then they get them for if you have in a place like that and condoms and other things like that, they get you for that too.
Look,
Okay, you don't go to those places.
You just don't go.
You don't go.
You know, but here's the thing:
I don't know if we should spend our valuable cop time doing that.
On the other side of that argument is that, you know?
It is.
You know what I would love? I would love for that story to magically change over and talk about how, like last week when they went in there and they raided all those homeless camps and arrested those people that were on probation and parole that shouldn't have been there. And they found all the needles and they, you know, and they
picked up 1,000 pounds of trash and all that. Yes.
I am into that story.
Oh, yeah. That's where I really frankly think that we need to keep moving in that direction. And, okay, if you've got a lot of spare time, all right, and crime is down, car thefts are down, all these other things, yeah, go swing through the massage parlors.
Okay, here's the thing. I know you probably already thought about this because – you probably be the first one to volunteer for this, but they could put together a volunteer group to go to the massage parlor stage.
I think you should. I think, you know, Ted, that knowing Lisa the way she is, I know that she would let you volunteer your time.
8-hour seminar.
8-hour seminar.
Through an 8-hour seminar, then you could do a massage parlor sting that could have their own little team that doesn't cost a dime.
Doesn't cost a dime.
Mm-mm. And then the RPD could be out busting people, and they don't have to be bothered with it. What would you call it? What would you call that group?
We'll think about it.
All right. I mean, I'd go to free massage.
Yeah, so he just announced. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. This is coming in from the chat room. Congress is moving to remove the tax break for funding the NFL stadiums. The bonds used will no longer be free municipals. The perk will no longer be available in the NFL. And on the line is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for joining us. I know that you're in the middle of a thousand things, and thanks for taking the time with us.
Yeah, what were you guys just talking about going on up there?
We're having prostitution raids. Like, you know, they went through the massage parlors and got one lady. You know, they've done them before and gotten three or four. Now it's down to one. But we're saying is that there's a lot of other things going on out here, and it doesn't have anything to do with sex trafficking. It's not like somebody's being forced into this. This is like a, you know, 50 or 60-year-old lady that's doing this. But and we're thinking, is there better ways of spending your time for the police than going after a 56-year-old Asian lady?
And we weren't passing judgment.
We're not passing judgment. We're just thinking about, you know, we're just looking at the hierarchy of needs in our city.
Yeah. So if the chief was here, he'd have a good argument for it. And I'd be like, yeah, that sounds good. But
anyway,
you know, just good conversation, actually.
A bit like the Godfather family sitting around logically deciding which crimes that people didn't mind and which ones that the cops are going to come down on them on.
There you go. So. Oh, no, don't do drugs. Well, the cops will be all over us on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, is this true, though? Are you all moving to remove the tax break for funding the NFL stadiums?
It hasn't been a formal discussion by our whole conference. I know there's guys and gals looking at that, but they're also looking at important things like sanctuary cities and sanctuary states that are basically defying federal law, defying public safety time and time again. Every time when another tragedy happens and the perpetrator ends up being one of these characters, that is an issue we're looking at. So, why should the federal government be, if in fact it is in any way uplifting the NFL or other sports teams? You know, they got billions of dollars worth of income coming into them. And at some point, they don't need to have a kickstart to their economies. Everyone else's economy needs that kickstart.
I like that. I like that idea. The sanctuary.
I mean, you know, everybody understands if a city wants to bring in a certain type of industry and they figure out, well, let's, this will help development. Then let's find a way to incentivize that with easier process with permits, which it should be anyway. Permits should not be a money maker. They should be what it costs. They should be simple. And so City of Reading, for example, with what they've tried to do with Stillwater, they tried to incentivize that, you know, for people to come from out of town to bring business to the airport area. No, I get the concept. So those are things you do if you're trying to bring business in, but long after the time is over with on that, maybe you can don't have to keep making that promise to those that are thriving other than what's already you've already contracted for. So,
well, and they're worth billions.
NFL
of
would be one yeah. thing to look at. I think that's more of a headline grabber than a gigantic impact. But on a city level here, where you know cities are getting hundreds of millions of dollars into debt and other problems with trying to subsidize $1.5 billion stadiums. I mean, look at the South Bay with San Francisco, the 49ers. They put that stadium up that nobody likes. If you sit on the east side of that stadium there in something earlier in October, you're going to roast out there. So I just shake my head at everybody rushing so much to have giant stadiums because they can put $1 million luxury boxes in so corporate people can come in and throw a lot of money at a game they're not even watching. So
well, that leads us to a couple other things, but I want to talk about because Ted and I. And our ladies every year go to the Super Bowl. We have a Super Bowl party over in Reno. This year, we're not doing it.
No.
We're not doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, so we don't care to do it. But let's go back to the
Super Bowl. You go to Reno to celebrate, or you said you go to the actual Super Bowl?
No. We go to Reno. They've got a Super Bowl over there, and they, you know, that it's a party that you know, you can go in, and they've got food, and they've got some of the, Hall of Fame guys in there. So
yeah.
It's kind of a tradition for us. But we're not going to go. If we go this year, we're not going to go to the party.
Game.
We'll just go and just hang out over there. But
yeah, I didn't last year. I happened to see a couple minutes of it last year when I was walking through the room. But I decided I'm just not going to personally play with the crybabies are the one getting the headlines. There's a lot of good players. Good old boys that just want to do their job. But, yeah, you do have some prima donnas out front on that making a big thing out of this. So I guess you do have to. And there's probably a lot of folks in the background that are embarrassed by this.
Well, they need to say something. They
had dinner. Me and some other guys had dinner with Roger Goodell one time, about two, maybe almost 3 years ago, and I was completely unimpressed with what his thinking was on player conduct, on their value system. No, honestly, those are the things I asked him. You know, I thought, what is the deal here? Because you got these man-child guys here that all of a sudden have all this adulation and tens of millions of dollars of contracts and stuff, and they don't know how to handle themselves. What are you guys doing to, I mean, these guys, how many cases have you seen where these guys, 10 years after their career's over with, they're broke and they're basically out of luck? Because it all is a big party. They all have a posse or whatever like that, you know? So the player conduct thing needs to be really – they need to be coached not just on the field but off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and you think about that, and I looked at I want to get back into political things, but I looked at Mike Tyson. When Mike Tyson had this team around him that loved him, he was okay. As he became more famous, these people, you know, his coach or his manager died, an older guy, and then his coach was moved away from him. You know, they brought in somebody else, his trainer. And from that time on, Mike Tyson came apart. I mean, he continued to win, but his personal life came apart. And I think that there's a lot to be said about that, is how you can comport yourself, how you handle yourself when you've got money and a lot of, you know, and you've got a big impact on people. So anyway, hey, Congressman, Sanctuary State, because we're going through this right now up here. You know, we're having people say, Shasta County, you're going to write a letter that says we are not going to live under the Sanctuary State dictate that you just gave us because we want to continue to, you know, work with our federal law enforcement agencies. What's going on with this? Are people just going to be able to willy-nilly just pick the laws they want to enforce or live by?
Well, here's the boomerang result of what's been going on in Sacramento the last, I want to say, 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, 10 years or more, is that the way these guys have picked and chosen laws, going back to when Jerry Brown was Attorney General, or even a little longer, when these guys manipulate things such as ballot statements and titles and statements for initiatives, okay? You've seen this happen.
Oh, yeah.
Where somebody qualifies an initiative for the ballot, and that's not easily done. It's not cheaply done. And the Attorney General gets to write whatever fiction they want about that and say, oh, well, you know, like the gas tax one. There's two different gas tax ones coming up. Excuse me. One of them already kind of went through the process. It's not really the one I think it's going to win. But the second one that's in process now I think will be the good one. The, you know, give voters a voice one. That's part of the team on that one. So it's pretty well organized. Anyway, the first one, the Attorney General, our current one, the new Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, who just resigned the U.S. House of Representatives to take over that job when Kamala Harris went to the U.S. Senate. Oh, my gosh. And so Jerry Brown appointed him. The first thing he does on that initiative is make it a manipulative thing how by voting to repeal this, our roads are going to suffer and not get repaired and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what? That's trying to manipulate voters. Say, no, what it is, it's the voice of the people saying, you guys passed a bill to hike gas rates for ostensibly doing road repairs, but not adding a single new lane of road, not adding any new capacity of the roads. Roads will still be just as crowded as they are. Ostensibly, yeah, they might be fixing some potholes, but only 70% of this money at best will do that, because 30% right off the top is going to go for other programs such as educating workers and buying parks and this and that and the other. So it's quite offensive, and I don't blame the voters for doing that.
It's horrible.
What they're getting is their money being spent for things besides what what is being sold to them, and they're getting no accountability on that. So when people will strike back and say, you know what, you don't just put this tax hike on us without us having some input and some say. It's a little bit like this water district stuff going on the east side of town there,
mm-hmm.
right there in Redding,
yeah.
you know, where the county's sticking those folks out there. Yeah, big time.
Sure.
So, and they'll stick them even more after they came crawling back because their water's cut off. So I don't know why people are getting upset at the people speaking back. And so when you see the lawlessness in Sacramento, and that's just on the gas tax, so many other things, they're choosing to enforce the laws that they want to, and immigration laws, then people are getting fed up. And this is what you see was a lot of the feeling with Trump voters, especially in those other states that are typically more Democrat, where they struck back in like Michigan and Pennsylvania and West Virginia and Wisconsin, those areas. You're looking at hard hat people saying, we're tired of this. I've been told to vote Democrat my whole life. And they did. And they're not doing it as much. And so if people feel like their laws are being defied on them, they're going to start pushing back. They're having their guns taken away. They're being told to pay this tax, for no good reason. And, the issue you know, we're talking about here, if local government is saying, look, this is terrible, this is hurting us, you know, our sheriff, our locals saying, this is going to hurt the public safety of people because they have to comply with people in Sacramento that are going crazy. Yes, you're going to have more and more people picking and choosing what laws they're going to obey. You know, are people going to turn in their normal capacity magazines for their guns because some ding-dong in Sacramento wanted a trophy piece of legislation to hang on their wall? And they're not even going to be compensated for their
property, their personal property,
the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to tell them that, you know, wherever. And then what I see all the time when I'm reading commentary, whether it's on social media and other, everybody says, we got to get rid of Jerry Brown. I understand he signs the bills, but it's that out of control state legislature that's putting all this stuff through. You got 2/3 of majority Democrats in the Senate and Assembly that there is no concept of a bill that they're embarrassed by or afraid to do that they won't force through. Sometimes Jerry actually is the voice of, I know this is going to sound crazy, but is the voice of moderation who vetoes 1 out of 10 of them. Okay. So it isn't all just Jerry Brown. We got to get rid of that legislature's makeup as it is. Otherwise, we're not going to have a state soon. So it's all of that. But these guys are so full of hubris and themselves that our state is suffering badly, and it's a laughingstock in Washington, D.C. I got to tell you that, too, because at least to, you know, my Republican and conservative colleagues on the left there, where they make ridiculous speeches every day about impeachment and who knows what, that they they probably think California's doing fine. You know, we have like 39 members of Congress from California that are Democrats and 14 that are Republicans. So 39 probably do a pretty good job of making that sale to a bunch in their conference. So yeah. Anyway, that's my rant.
Well, yeah. That was a good rant. Hey, Congressman, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the new tax plan. Is that coming out? Is it going to happen?
It was introduced. I'm going to be a little short of time here. Things go, but yes,
okay. Well, I tell you what. Let's just move on for the next. And let me have you for 5 more minutes.
Okay, thanks.
And tell me about the tax plan, because they're talking about limiting the amount of money you can take off on your mortgages and other things. And there was one talk for doing away with the 401s.
No, the 401 thing, that was, again, concepts are thrown on the table. They're talked about, but they're. The whole idea was that we're going to offset so much other costs. And, you know, Trump immediately jumped up on the 401k, and I agreed with that. Like, you know, whatever the idea was on this, that's not going to play out very
well. Okay, so that's not going to happen. All right, that's gone.
But the concept was that if we make the standard deductions and other things large enough that it offsets all this itemizing you have to do, or having to use accountants, having to use, you know, tax preparation services, all these things that make your personal income tax a hassle and a headache. That was a big thrust of it there, is if we and results in net savings for middle income families too. So the idea was, let's simplify this tax code. We'll get rid of all this stuff, but also more than offset it by having a simpler process of having standard deductions that make it easier for people and save them more money in the short run.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like anything, you know, the previous, Ways and Means chairman ago, Dave Camp, he worked really hard for several years with he and his committee to try and do tax reform when I first got there. And you touch one little aspect of it, and it's like it just unleashes a whole herd of problems with the people. And in some cases, the lobbyists that come to Washington D.C. I mean, and immediately dig in and shoot. There's people running ads saying that California Republicans shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that, because, well, in one case, it was like we were now coming out against homeownership. Well, really, that isn't what we're after here. What we're trying to do is, again, simplify the tax code, put more dollars back in the middle income families' pockets with ease. And also the other tier of it, it's the two tiers really for me, is that middle income folks getting some help and some relief, and kickstarting the economy with recovered dollars coming back from overseas where companies have pulled out because of taxes, because of regulation, because of other unreasonable laws and issues that make it so much more attractive to produce over in Asia or what have you. So we want them to come home. We want them to be incentivized to come home and put Americans to work. You have more people here with middle-income jobs instead of on underemployed or not employed. You're going to have more taxpayers. So the whole concept is you're generating more by putting them back to work here, and the dollar's staying here, the investment's staying here. And that's what we work to do. And I'm not on one of those committees, so I saw most of it for the first time yesterday, and I'm still reviewing it in the coming days of what it all exactly means. So on the homeownership side, who would be against homeownership? Nobody. But I guess what would be a fun poll is how many people buy their home because a key part of the reason is that they can deduct the interest on the mortgage they're paying. Like, boy, I love paying interest, man. I can't wait to deduct it on my taxes. Yes, that's a good benefit towards the whole matrix of when you're making a home buying decision, but is the American dream to have deduct their interest on the mortgage when you're buying a house? No, it's to buy the house. The dream is having the house. But what the compromise here is that the draft as it is, and we're still taking input and taking thoughts on this, is that it would be capped at $500,000 worth of mortgage and then still have that exemption. Above that number, 500,000, then it starts kicking in once again of the concept of not having that. Why are we doing that? Well, it's not me per se, but why is the concept out there on the table of this bill? So that, again, we're simplifying the tax code and making it where there's a less itemizing, less deducting, less all this stuff.
So,
and you can just file your taxes on your card and not need all this help. So it'll still
incentivize
$500,000 in home and lower homes, which you get above that number, and it's starting to look like a benefit for the rich, which we get our heads taken off for that all the time.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask this question. Okay, I live in a house that I have a $400,000 mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So in no way am I considered rich around this town. But, you know, if I, you know, but then I sell the house and I buy a house that's $510,000. So at that point, I will not be able to take that interest off my income
up to
$500,000. I'm seeking a clarification on that as to what portion that does, okay? And so I need to get back to you on what exactly that means, because I couldn't get a quiet answer on that as well.
Okay.
Like, is 499 the magic number, or is 501 mean it kicks out all of it, or is it incrementally move up? I believe it's incremental.
I would think, so, I would hope it would be incrementally.
Right, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, look at, you know, as much as I hate to say and look at San Francisco, look at that. You've got a two-bedroom house there. That's, you know, that's going for $800,000. You know,
well, the people in Oklahoma needed to be given a tax break for NFL players in San Francisco.
No.
Okay.
So no, and I agree, and I understand that. I understand
that. High cost loony bin like San Francisco, then maybe it isn't everybody else's problem. So that's part of the thinking on that. I saw my colleague Duncan Hunter. He's from San Diego, a good Republican. You know his dad, so. He said, why should the rest of the country pay for California's stupidity? And there's something to that, right? So, but again, also bring it back to the reality that I have real constituents with real issues here on whether it's home ownership or the 401ks or other aspects of this tax plan that we're looking at, you know, the ability to deduct your income level that you pay in California. I mean, yeah, you know, there's those in Washington would like to punish California, and has it earned it? Probably, but at the end of the day, you have real people here that are everybody's constituents that don't need to be caught in that same vortex of what they're doing in Sacramento, where we're getting jammed with car tax and gas tax and all that. So we were able to get put back in the state and local tax deduction for that, not without a lot of grumbling from other low tax states that try and do things responsibly. It's not unlike counties in California, Carl. It's like, you know, frugal counties like the rural ones, they are only allowed to keep a small percentage of their property tax and the rest goes to the states. You know, numbers like say, well, just say around the 12 to 15% mark. I don't have them all memorized. The county of San Francisco, because they had the Ayatollah of the Assembly, Willie Brown, when this was set, they get to keep about 50% of their property tax in San Francisco that doesn't go to Sacramento. So look at the disparity right there at that level. So when you look at it on a 50-state level, you know, the state legislature is doing that to counties in California, and the state legislature is doing things to be irresponsible to the citizens of California, and the rest of the country has to pick up the tab on that in that sense, then I can certainly see the argument. But, you know, again, we fought through to not have that happen immediately to Californians or New Yorkers or New Jerseyers on what they deduct on their income. And my office, we're still open to what it needs to be fairer to those that are producers in this state as well. So that's why I'm still looking at the home mortgage side of it to see is this going to come out fair? My statistics I've seen are California's median home price for the whole state is about $470,000.
Uh-huh.
So if you take the median as, you know, more or less a fair number, then everybody's going to be just underneath this 500 number. But the stat I saw is L.A. County, their median in that county is $569,000. So they get caught a little bit on the 500 as well. Well, I mean, do we want to tailor the entire U.S. Tax code on the mortgage system to L.A. County? I haven't seen L.A. County do anything to help the U.S. in any fashion, hardly at all. And I was happy to see the Dodgers lose as well. So,
hey, Congressman, okay, now when we talk about this, there's like, you know, if you live on a ranch or a farm, right?
Yes, sir.
So is your house separate from your farmland when it comes to taxes? Like that. In other words, if I wanted to buy your house, could I buy your house and then not buy the farmland, or is it all like one piece?
Well, I'm not going to talk about our individual situation.
Well,
here,
okay,
but,
okay, not you, right. But
you'll
a farmer,
see,
like just
see,
a rancher
you'll
or something
see it
like
both
that.
Ways. You'll see it both ways. You'll see people just build their house right on their land, or they'll have it already parceled ahead of time, or they'll go and get an adjustment to that. So anything, these things could happen, and that's kind of an individual situation that,
I was just wondering.
A lot of farmers,
because
a lot of times they never sell anything, so it doesn't ever become an issue. Unless they're forced to, but
well, I know they get hammered too on the on the death tax and all that, and I know that's been kind of
Adjustment. There's still work being done on the death tax as well too, because you know it doesn't belong to the government. You already paid income tax, you already paid property tax, you paid sales tax on tax everything you have bought and earned and ever had. Why do they got to catch you at the Grim Reaper?
Oh, it's just a grab. It's just a money grab. That's all that is. It's a money grab. Yeah, they just want it. Yeah.
Well, it is, because there's never enough in Sacramento. And, you know, I mean, again, I keep coming back to this gas tax deal. They put zero in the budget for roads because they knew they could come back and try this little scam. Okay? They're still spending, they still want to spend ultimately $100 billion on high-speed rail. We're still a sanctuary state. We're still a state that illegal immigrants are getting benefits. No wonder the people are just even more fed up than ever. And saying no, and does that make individuals lawbreakers? You know, I mean, how far are they going to put this? So it isn't just impeach Jerry Brown or get rid of Jerry Brown. Yeah. It's get rid of a whole bunch of that state legislature. That is where
Congress,
the problem starts.
What's Congress going to do about sanctuary states?
If you can punish them with funding, you can try and perhaps punish the law enforcement folks that are being do it. I don't know how you arrest all of the Department of Justice and the state attorney general, but what so far what that looks like is that you're punishing funding that goes to law enforcement anyway. So I don't really want to end up, because we pull funding, that Sheriff Lysenko has less to work with.
Yeah.
So we have to find some creative ways to do that, and I don't know what those are right now to do so, but you got to cut off funding for some other nonsense the state is getting, and because that's where we're going to feel the most is money. But every time we do something in Washington, the state legislature comes back and does double of it to Californians, because their jihad is all about being anti-Trump. And you just watch any given day, the Democrats down there, that's their sole focus. It's like you have Antifa folks running the legislature down there, which there's going to be, I guess, a big Antifa thing going on the 4th. Around the country. So
yeah, I understand they're going to be taking the government down. Are you going to be carrying that day?
No comment.
Hey, we've been here with Congressman Doug Amolf. I know.
I better run, sir, and let you.
I know.
I know.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks
Thank
a lot,
you, Congressman.
Doug. All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, Congressman just hung up.
Sorry.
Hey, no problem.
I said
no
Terry's
problem,
on the line.
I wanted to bring something up. You'd mentioned about a letter going out. A letter is a position of your a statement of what your position is on something. The resolutions that the counties and the cities have signed are binding legal documents. There's a big difference between a letter
and a resolution.
And a resolution. Yeah. That's why they're doing resolutions. And I was kind of hoping that you would, I know at the end there you didn't get much of a chance to ask him about McClintock's bill, because you could kind of tell from the congressman, meaning Congressman LaMalfa's position there, that there is something afoot as far as maybe pulling money back from sanctuary states.
I think so, and I think something's kind of happened. But, you know, the other thing, too, on this is, we've run out of time. Anyway, but there's other things, too, on this tax code, you know, and there's got to be, you know, if you start, you know, I don't buy a house just for the tax write-off, but people do because, you know, and you, as you do better in life, you can move into a newer house, right? And so it doesn't mean you're rich. It just means that, okay, I've saved my money, so now I can buy this house, and this is what the mortgage is on it. And then now I can't write it off, which means I have a lot less money to be able to do that. So I'm not going to buy a bigger house.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it means to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that makes
sense. He did not sound happy with this one. I mean, or he didn't sound comfortable with this.
Well, he wasn't. The resolution, again, is a binding legal document, not a letter, which is a statement of what your position is on something, and only a statement. So that's that's an important point that folks need to know, and that's why we have to go to our Board of Supervisors and get them to create and sign a resolution.
All right. Thanks,
okay,
buddy.
Guys.
All right.
See you, Terry. Have a great weekend.
Hey, just in, just for you, and this is for you, Bo Bergdahl, no jail time.
What?
No jail time.
They're letting him go?
Make sure, okay, Bo Bergdahl gets no jail time.
They're going to give him credit for time served, right?
What a disgrace. This is what somebody writes. The judge should be beat and drugged through the streets. This is a military judge that gave Bo Bergdahl, a man who deserted to the Taliban, even though they, quote, captured, you know, even though they, quote, kept him in, you know, they kept him in captivity, people lost their lives, people lost limbs looking for this traitor. And now he gets no jail time.
I cannot believe that. I was fully prepared to enjoy him being sentenced to at least a life of stamping license plates at Leavenworth.
I've got to look this up and make sure this is true.
Yeah, that could be fake news.
No, the person who usually writes this stuff usually probably pretty much knows it. I know it says 30 seconds, but I'm going to look this up. Jared, look up on the news and see if Bo Bergdahl, and just put in Bo Bergdahl and see what it says there. I mean, how do you feel? You're a career Army guy. You're a combat veteran. You've had your time there, and you've lost friends and all this. What do you think about this? If this is indeed true,
I am shocked. I am so disappointed. Think about it. I mean, and I'm not just saying it because I'm just some old retired command sergeant major that you know feels a certain way about things. No, guess what? He took it upon himself to desert. He already pleaded guilty. And it cost people their lives. How could he not be in jail?
Judge rules, dishonorable discharge, no jail time.
Yeah, big deal.
Dishonorable discharge. Because I'll tell you right now what that son of a is going to do. He's going to write a book.
Sure
They're
is.
Going to make a movie. The son of a will make $1 million.
Yep.
He'll make $1 million because that's just what Hollywood or somebody will do.
Absolutely.
Oh, the poor Bo Bergdahl story. You know? And that's what's going to happen. He will become rich off the